Okay, Ryan, I want to get to understand you a bit more as an estate agent. What does a perfect weekend look like for you?
Perfect weekend?
Where you're not working?
Just spending it with my wife and kids, really. I'm not very sociable, I have to say. So, a perfect weekend would just be doing something with my wife and kids.
Okay. And what sort of podcasts or books really float your boat?
Depends. I've started reading a lot now, the last couple of years. But if you're talking about business books, then I like stuff about habit structure. Things like Atomic Habits is probably one of my favourite books.
Are you a systems sort of guy?
I am now. Okay. I've trained myself to be that way.
Okay. Do you think you were more of a traditional estate agent where it was more about you and you were running off your personality and now you've learned?
Yeah, absolutely. So everything was off the whim of, you try and win business with charisma.
Okay. Classic D type on the disc profiling. What was the penny that dropped that made you think I actually need to systemize myself? I mean, John Paul would be singing.
Yeah. John Paul was obviously fantastic at that and sort of very, very focused on that aspect. And I think rightly so. I think from my biggest regret of opening at the second office, I think born out of that was a recognition that we need to be systemized and process driven. And that doesn't mean to extract every bit of personality, fun out of the business, but I think what people want is consistency and predictability, and you can only do that with systems and processes.
But doesn't that mean that your personality is being driven out and you're a robot?
No, I think it's using systems and processes to give you more free time to have your personality. So that you're not always catching your tail, chasing your tail, running around in circles and being a headless chicken. So I actually think it gives you more free time to inject your personality into it.
And are you happier as a result of being more system orientated?
Yeah, massively. I've got so much more free time on my hands that I never thought I had.
Okay. And it makes you happier, that does?
100%.
I mean, how do you get rid of your stress, personally?
For me, I've got quite into sort of stoicism, like the Ryan Holiday books. And I find that's really, really helpful. It stops you getting too carried away when things are well, but also makes you realise it's not that bad. There'd be millions of people that would love to have what I have.
And what would you say your biggest fear is?
I don't know that I really have a massive fear, to be honest with you. I'm more excited about the future, and although I'm sort of quite, I know in the office has been never happy as such, I am really optimistic about the future, and I try not to worry about things that I can't control, because worrying's paying a debt to someone that you don't owe.
And how did you learn that? Because again,
I think it's habit. It's training yourself. You know, that's what stoicism about, is that you're never going to get it right all the time, but you just got to keep trying, and then over time that habit sort of starts to pay a bit of a dividend.
And you mentioned the future. What is the future for Ryan Wolfenden?
We're in the process of setting up a mortgage brokerage. The idea for us is to be a full service property agency, so anything to do with property we can help. We want to have a property concierge service, so we want to try and be, when everyone's got a question about property, we're the person that they call. That's for obviously for our local area.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.